In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. I mean, today is the Sunday of the Samaritan woman, and we all know her story, and we have heard it many times. Actually, this reading is repeated three times a year, one time in the Great Fast, one time in the Holy 50 Days, and actually in the day of the Pentecost. This is one of the readings also during the prayers of the prostration. One of the things that we learned about this woman, that she was living with five husbands, and actually now she is with another person, the sixth one. And apparently there is no other definition except that this lady was living in a kind of life that's immoral. And this issue of immorality, or the sexual immorality, it's something that a temptation that goes over everyone. And this is what we are going to look after today and think about it. And there are certain lessons we have to pay attention while we are in this war against immorality. The first lesson we learn is that this war is against everyone who is still in the flesh. Neither old age nor status guarantees anyone immunity. I am saying this to our little children. Don't assume that at certain age you will suddenly get immune against this temptation. And don't assume also that married people are not tempted as well. Why I'm saying this? Because sometimes you assume that at a certain time something will happen and suddenly we are not any more tempted with this sin. The struggle should be to starting with everyone, wherever he is, whenever in his age. It is for all of us actually to persevere and to stand against this war that's launched against all humans at all times. The first lesson here is for all of us, that don't think that marriage will bring to you sudden immunity. Otherwise, why people who are married still cheat on each other? Married people are as tempted as well. We have to be careful with this, and we have to be always be on guard, because no one is immune as far as we are in the flesh. The second lesson we learn is that all those wounded in this war were mighty men. Sometimes we assume that because of my weakness, then I am tempted, then I am prone to this. No, this is not the case. Listen to what King Solomon is saying about this. For she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. It doesn't take much effort to go and review the scripture and see King David sinning in his 50s. King Solomon, the one who uttered the words of wisdom that no one ever heard before, go and marry 700 women and he has 300 concubines. Samson goes to this lady, and while reading the story, we all feel irritated. Why this man is going again to his destiny over and over and over? It doesn't make sense, but this is the nature of this sin. It is against everyone, and those people who are wounded and those people who are slain were mighty men. Don't ever assume that I am strong enough, I can go anywhere, I can see anything, and meanwhile, I'm immune. I am a deacon in the church, or I am a servant, or I am a priest, or I am a bishop, and then I can go and watch any show at any time, and then I am okay, I am safe. I am old enough to discern what is to go inside and what is to keep it outside. This is nonsense. All people who were wounded with this sin was mighty men. No one should put him into the way of temptation and assume that he will come out victorious. The third lesson is that those who conquered this temptation or this particular sin were those who were able to flee. Look at Joseph the righteous. This man, what did he do when he was tempted with his mistress? He said to her, we read in the book of Genesis, but he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. If this righteous man would stand still and keep arguing with her and try to convince her with his case, most probably he will end up sinning with her. If you wanted to conquer in this war, actually the only way out is to flee. Whenever this is offered, the only way for you is to go out. Just to debate with it, to think about it, to say I'm going to convince the other person that we should be friends, it's not going to work. Satan sometimes tries to convince us that we can make it. You can go into the place of sin and come out safely. No, you don't come out safely, never. You can debate with a harlot and you can win the debate. And you can say, I will get her back to the church. My friend, don't do this. Just flee. Whenever offered, the more you flee, the faster you flee, the more you will be able to conquer in this war against immorality. Another lesson we learn from this sin also is that the war is won or lost at the gates. The more you allow the exposure to the sin to come inside you, the less you will be able to resist. We read in the book of the Wisdom of Sirach, "Do not gaze at beauty belonging to another. Many have been led astray by the beauty of a woman." What are the gates? The gates simply are your senses. Your will is at its strongest status as far as the sin is still here. If you keep your eye away, if you go away from this, the more you will be able to conquer. The more you will feel this peace that I'm away from this. The more you meditate and you gaze at the sin, the more your will be weakened. And further, when it is here and start to spin, the more you lose control, and then the fall will become inevitable. The war is won or lost at the gates. The gates are your senses, your eyes, and your ears. It is not funny to hear jokes that are immoral. Don't think that what are these jokes are going to do to me. No, they are harmful as seeing something that's immoral. Anything that comes to your senses, we have to be very able to filter it and to refrain from these things that is, whenever it's going to be in, they are going to weaken your will in resisting immorality. Another lesson on how we should be battling and warring against this sin is that self-control begins with your appetite. Maybe sometimes we do not make this relationship. People who are complaining against fasting, they say, what is in it that I change food and I eat this and eat that? This doesn't make me good, doesn't make me righteous. The fathers say that the full stomach is the mother of adultery. And this is very true. Whenever the body is afflicted with fasting, you are minded by this time by the pain of hunger. You cannot actually think about committing a fornication or adultery or thinking immoral. This is how things are. Look here also in the same book, Wisdom of Sirach, we hear the Holy Spirit speaking upon the tongue of this righteous man, saying, "Do not walk after your own desires, but restrain your appetites. If you fill your soul with the desire for pleasure, it will make you the laughing stock of your enemies." Do not walk after your own desires, but restrain your appetites. The key also in winning this battle is also related to modesty. Being glutton in anything would make us more liable to fall. Gluttony with food, gluttony with pleasures, gluttony with fun, gluttony with TV, gluttony with the internet, anything in excess will make us to lose control. If we wanted to go in this war, actually we should not go in it. If we are to be able to resist to this war, we have to lead a life of modesty and we have to start by acquiring a control over your appetite. The key is when you control your stomach, you are most likely to control other senses and other thoughts the more you lose to this war, the more you are liable to fall into immorality. Another lesson is to be careful with whom you associate. You know the lesson that's ABC, and usually this ABC is usually ignored by everyone. We know that bad association with people who do not have the same morals will lead us eventually to share them into this. Here, also the same in the same book. Do not associate with a dancing girl lest you be caught in her schemes. He doesn't speak about just dancing, speaking about a style. A person who is in a way doesn't feel that it's a big deal. As our children, sometimes they go into this argument. It's very tiring. Why I should not go into this party? Why I should not be dancing with others? King David danced. This man danced. And this is, I don't know how to describe this. No, you don't go into a party to worship God. You don't go there and you remember the saints. You do not associate with people who, in a way, confess and live profanity, and then you will be able to come out safely. This tiring argument doesn't lead us anywhere. It is as it is. If you associate with people who are not morally right, most probably you will end up sharing them in what they do. Do not associate with a dancing girl, lest you be caught in her schemes. Another lesson also. Be mindful of the drastic consequences of this sin. At the beginning of every temptation, nothing comes that relates to what is the price. You know, when somebody sends you in the mail something that says that you won a trip to the Caribbean, you and your family, and this for free. Nothing for free. This lesson that we all know. It is the same also with the temptation of immorality. It is not for free. It is not just fun that's going to end up when I come back safely from the park. This is not the case. Here, King Solomon here says about the consequences of this sin. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes do not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? Of course, no way. Actually, looking at this verses, I feel trembled that the same man who uttered these words, he went and he did what he said and warned people not to do. It's scary. And actually, the way also to be immune is to get afraid from this. Is feeling that this is fire. This passion can destroy my life and can destroy my family. This can lead me into perdition. It is as significant as this. It is not something to be taken lightly or thinking about it that it's okay. Being a teenager or a young adult, I can mess up and then when I marry, I will be okay. No, it's not going to happen like this. If you mess it up and you keep on messing up, eventually you will do this after your marriage as well. It doesn't happen all of a sudden that we acquire chastity just because of changing a status from being single into being married. Be aware of the consequences of this sin. Always remember these verses. At the end, a lesson that we all should be acquainted with at any stage of defeat. Never lose hope in God who can turn harlots into saints. This woman, by definition, was a harlot, living with six men. Actually, it is out of the Lord's respect that they call them husbands. But now this woman becomes whom we all know. She went preaching the word of God and telling the people to come and see the man who told her about her life. At any level of defeat, there is hope. If you are defeated at the level of the senses, there is hope. If you are defeated at the level of the thoughts, there are hope. If you are defeated at the level of committing the act itself and being even taken into it and addicted to any kinds of these sins, there is still hope. We have to believe this. we have to know that the way as we learn this, we can also, God can turn us and to learn to be chaste and to love purity. The last battle we lose in the war of immorality is to lose hope, is to come to the conclusion that there is no way. There is no way. Every time I will just open the computer, immediately I will go into this. I cannot help myself. There is no way I can refrain from this. If you say this to yourself, this means that there is something here that's going wrong. You are buying from Satan. Despair. At any level of defeat, there is hope. You have to believe in this. You have to believe in God who turns harlots into saints. Let us remind ourselves with what we learned today. What are these lessons that we should keep in mind while we are all going into this battle and trying to escape and flee from it? The war is against everyone who is still in the flesh. Neither old age nor status guarantees anyone immunity. All those wounded in this war were mighty men. Those who conquered it were those who were able to flee. The war is won or lost at the gates. Self-control begins with your appetite. Be careful with whom you associate. Be mindful of the drastic consequences of this sin at any stage of defeat. Never lose hope in God, who can turn harlots into saints. Glory be to God forever and ever.